It's really too big and too practical a subject to do justice here, but we do want to offer some tips on impactful presentation, because as network leaders, it can sometimes feel like standing in front of an audience and making some kind of statement is 90% of our job. If you don't master all the following tips, at least let this first one comfort you. An audience is much more likely to listen to you if they can relate to you as an individual. Nobody enjoys a talking head or corporate announcement. And you may want to illustrate your ideas by telling a personal story or adding a bit of humour if you're comfortable with it. Previously, we explored the many interpretations of authenticity. And in this context, it's about using it as a tool to be relaxed when you present, not necessarily baring your soul. Your message will only be relevant if you're targeting the right people. Remember, you're not just talking into a void, you're starting a conversation. Look into what level of expertise you're speaking to and consider what kind of language they'll respond best to. Do you need to keep it simple or can they handle jargon? Do you need to be more anecdotal or offer statistics? Do they work in tech or sales? All these considerations should shape the way you present your talk, even if the basic message is the same. In addition to this, you should listen to any live feedback in case you need to adjust what you're saying, either in tone or clarity. Asking if there are any questions can help with this. Everyone gets nervous, and one of the ways to reduce that is to practice what you'll say. It's not about learning a script, but knowing where your touch points are can help you stay on track. You'll also be entering familiar territory when you step on stage rather than running through multiple scenarios for the first time. Try writing your main message first, and then break it down into bullet points that demonstrate your idea. Then practice in front of a mirror, or recording yourself and playing it back, or take a friend for coffee and chat with them, whatever works best for you. We all have verbal and physical habits, and you shouldn't feel self-conscious about it. But you can become aware so that you can control them better if you want to. Are you using your hands to emphasize a point, or are they always waving around in a way that gets distracting? A common habit is umming and ahhing, and this is your brain's way of giving you more time to think, while letting your audience know that you're not done talking. Try to develop the confidence to pause and breathe instead of vocalizing. The silence really isn't as long as it feels to you. Now, we've all been there, essentially having a document read aloud to us, so try to use visuals in a way that supports what you say in an engaging way. Maybe it summarizes or bookends what you're saying, but don't let it distract. Comedy memes may be funny, but is that all your audience is looking at? As you practice, ask yourself whether this slide helps the audience or whether it's just something you can say. You should also be prepared to share materials before or after the event for people with access needs. So this may involve putting explanatory text in the notes section rather than on the slide. And it's okay to mess up. That's how we learn. It's okay to say, I don't know. It's okay to ask questions. Practice doesn't make perfect, but it does make things easier. If you've never spoken before, look out for opportunities to shadow a peer. Sit on stage near a panel without having to speak, or a one-minute slot like a lightning talk at a conference. Breathing and ideas are both called inspiration. We anticipate ideas and inhale as long as it takes us to be able to speak our mind. Of course, sometimes we don't quite know our mind before we start speaking, then we run out of breath and stop speaking and our pulse quickens. So wait for inspiration and breathe.